My daddy may now make an announcement.
Greetings, everyone. This is Dan Klass from The Bitterest Pill, recording live from under the flight path at LAX. I wanted to bring to you today a little mini-dose of The Bitterest Pill. This is a segment that I did recently that I like to call Disney Death. The Walt Disney Company, this is not new information that I'm about to impart with you, but they've got some really demonic ideas about story structure, about how to create a movie for children. And I don't know if it's because they know parents are going to watch it or what, but think of all the Disney movies that we watched as a kid, because once you have kids, if you're not a parent, you start cycling back through all those old Disney movies. If you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You go to the store and you go, oh, look, Bambi, let's buy the kids Bambi. And you take Bambi home, and you realize that Bambi is a really, 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 really depressing, dark movie. The only movie I can think of darker than that is Dumbo. But you're in Toys R Us, and you see the tape, or you see the DVD with the cute little elephant, and you have some vague recollection of singing crows. And you bring it home, and then you watch the movie with your kid, and you realize that the storyline is essentially the kid Dumbo is a freak. And because he's a freak, he is separated from his mother, who is put in chains for trying to defend her child. And so Dumbo is an outcast who has to befriend a rodent and hang out with drunken crows, who are essentially probably the single most racially inappropriate image to show your child, these like jive talking drunken crows. It's so bad. It's you're just waiting for Aunt Jemima to come out and start pouring syrup on everyone. It's absolutely amazing. But Dumbo, Disney has this long history. Watch the tapes. This long history of parentless children or children in animal form, typically, whose parents die within the first 20 minutes of the movie. Dumbo, there's no father. Mother's in jail. The kid's on his own. He's got to turn his freakish nature into a circus act to survive. Bambi, father is too busy with his career as king of the forest to really even be there for the family. And eventually, mother is shot. The whole forest burns down. And Bambi has to fight some dude just to keep his woman. Snow White, mom is dead, dad is dead, must live with evil stepmother who is beautiful and psychotic. Only hope of a decent life is to be rescued by a man with a lot of money. Her stepmother tries to kill her twice. Luckily, a handsome rich guy thinks she's so beautiful he's willing to kiss her even though she's in a coma. He can keep her in the style she'd like to grow accustomed to, so she leaves her seven short, homely roommates in the woods. so close. We almost had a broadcaster. There she is. Yeah, these are my notes that I took a long time ago on all these crazy... Look at this. Cinderella. Mom is dead. Father decides she needs a woman figure, mother figure, so he hooks up with the requisite evil stepmother and then promptly disappears. Stepsisters are so evil, Cinderella must befriend household vermin. Only hope of a better life is to be rescued by a man with a lot of money. Boy, there's a recurring theme there. Luckily, the local prince is having a ball, and Cinderella is very hot, so she gets invited. The moral of the story, of course, being that the only way to make your dreams come true is through magic and rich men. Disney Death. Just a little dose of the bitterest pill. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, of course, check me out as always at danklass, danklass.com/pill. For all information on subscribing, adding me to my Yahoo, past podcasts, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, as always, here from sunny and plastic Los Angeles, this is Dan Klass saying,